How to stay faithful inside the chaplain role. Staying faithful inside the chaplain role takes maturity. It means the chaplain cares deeply without taking over. It means the chaplain offers Christ-centered hope without pretending to control outcomes. It means the chaplain keeps showing up with wisdom, even when recovery is slow, complicated, or disappointing. One way to stay faithful is to use clear role language. A chaplain might say, "I am here to offer spiritual care, encouragement, prayer if you want it, and help connecting with appropriate support. I am not your counselor, sponsor, or treatment provider." That kind of sentence may feel simple, but it creates safety. It helps the person know what the chaplain can offer and what the chaplain cannot promise. A second way is to honor the recovery circle. People in recovery may have sponsors, recovery coaches, pastors, counselors, treatment providers, family members, mentors, group leaders, probation or parole expectations, or recovery home rules. The chaplain should not compete with these supports. The chaplain should ask, "Who else is walking with you in this? Or have you talked with your sponsor or recovery leader about this?" This encourages accountability instead of secrecy. A third way is to practice permission-based spiritual care. Do not force prayer. Do not quote scripture as a weapon. Do not turn every painful moment into a lesson. Ask permission. Listen first. Speak with humility. Many people in recovery have already experienced shame, control, or religious pressure. A chaplain's tone matters. A fourth way is to know when to refer or escalate. If someone talks about suicide, overdose, abuse, violence, severe withdrawal, unsafe intoxication, or immediate danger, the chaplain must not promise absolute secrecy. Love protects life. The chaplain should follow local protocols, involve appropriate help, and avoid handling crisis alone. A fifth way is to guard the chaplain's own heart. Recovery ministry can stir rescue instincts, frustration, anger, fear, pride, or emotional attachment. Chaplains need prayer, supervision, accountability, rest, and honest self-examination. A burned-out or boundary-confused chaplain can unintentionally harm the very people they want to help. What helps? Clear role language, permission, humility, referral wisdom, and steady accountability. What harms? Over-promising, rescuing, spiritual pressure, secrecy, and emotional enmeshment? Faithfulness in addiction recovery chaplaincy is not measured by control. It is measured by wise love, truthful presence, holy boundaries, and steady trust in Christ.